To Perek Vav, we are up to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Okay, Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'hakimosi alechem tzayfim. Hashem, you continue to give Musa to Klal Yisrael. Why have you been so stubborn? Why have you been so stubborn in accepting my Musa? I've set up for you Tzayfim. Tzayfim over here literally means, we'll see the Mitzvah, literally means seers. A Tzayfa is a watchman, a person that stands on top of a tower to look out, to see if the enemy is coming. So that's the literal meaning of a tzayfe, a guard that stands on a watchtower. But here it's been used, a watchman, but here it's been used in reference to a prophet. A prophet is a tzayfe, it's also a tzayfe, who looks out to see evil that comes upon Klal Yisrael due to their sins. So I've established for you, Pasuk Yud Zayin, a tzayfim, seers, guards, watchmen, hakshivu, that have told you to listen to the lekol shofar. When a watchman sees that the enemy is coming, he sounds the alarm. And the alarm in ancient times is the blowing of the shofar. And here, the blowing of the shofar are words of prophecy to tell Klal Yisrael, you are doing averos, words of Musar. Vayomru, what has your response been to the tzayfe? Loi nakshev, you're wasting your time. You want to be a watchman, you want to stand and tell us what's going to happen. We're not going to listen to your warning. We're going to ignore the alarm, so don't even bother. Don't even bother. Let's do the next pasuk. L'chein shimu hagoyim udi'i eido es ha-sherbam. Therefore, because you've been so stubborn, you refuse to listen, I'm going now to address the nations of the world. This is a very bizarre concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the Klal Yisrael is not listening, so let me find a receptive audience. Who will listen? The Umos Ha'olam. L'goyim here simply means the nations of the world. Let me speak to you, and let me tell you what I'm going to do to my people, to my nation. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to bring them into exile. Udi'i, listen to the nations. Udi'i, and know, Eda. Eda here is another term for the Goyim, a synonym for the Goyim, the Eda, the assembly. The assembly of the world, the League of Nations, you should know, Es Asher Bom, you should know about the sins that are found Bom among them, among the Jewish people. And therefore you will understand why the events that will happen in the future are coming about.
That's encouraging them.
To some, okay, in a chanami, to some degree.
Hashem, and maybe he wants to punish them, but he doesn't have to punish them.
Good point, but Hashem is so frustrated. The frustration has reached a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's lashing out. Hashem has a need, it seems, kaviyachal, in these two psukim, kaviyachal, Hashem has a need for someone to listen. And if Hashem's not going to find an audience by Klal Yisrael, then the listeners will turn to the Umos Ha'olam. We always find that by people, children, spouses, they have a need for someone to listen, someone to talk to. And if they're not going to find a receptive ear by their parents or by their spouse, unfortunately they're going to turn elsewhere until they find someone that will show them some love, will show them some care. Be receptive. And that's exactly what it's saying over here. It's over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Klal Yisrael, listen. Oh, you don't want to listen? Okay, so I'll speak to someone else. I'll speak to your enemies, the Goyim. They'll listen to me. And I'll tell them the whole story. I'll tell them all the garbage. I'll tell them what's going on. And I'm going to tell them what's going to happen to you. And you'll find out secondhand. You'll find out. You'll read the newspaper. And you'll hear secondhand what's going to happen to you through them. And don't be surprised when the news is not going to be good.
Let's, I find this really unusual, this kind of an expression of actively encouraging. Usually, the way I think it works is that Hashem just removes the protection in a kind of an indirect or passive.
And here it's more severe. Here Hashem is almost encouraging them to attack. And it's a very good point. I don't know, I hear the point. Let's do another pasuk. Shimu haaretz, listen, the earth should listen. Shimu haaretz, hinei anochi mevi ro'a elam hazeh. Again, Hashem says to the earth. We have already three expressions. The goyim, the edah, and now Hashem speaks to the earth. Earth simply means to the humanity. Hinei anochi mevi ro'a elam hazeh. I'm going to bring evil to these people. Pre-mach-shevoisam. I'll bring upon them the fruits of their thoughts. In other words, the punishment for their deeds, for their plans. We'll see in more detail what that means exactly, but here it means pre-mach-shevoisam. It means I'm going to bring to them punishment for their evil deeds. Ki al divarai lo hikshivu, because they did not listen to my words. And with regard to my Torah, vayimasuva. Now that's a very important thing, that Hashem here is giving a direct reason why the Churban is going to happen. They have detested the Torah. Okay, let's see all these three psukim together. Starting with the Metzudos Pasuk Yud Zayin. Soifim. Soifim literally means watchmen. Bizman HaMulchama. At a time of war, it is the custom. Haderech Lahamid Soifim Leros Im Asone Ba. It is the custom to appoint a watchman on top of the towers to see if the enemy is coming. Sentries. Sentries. Okay. Usha Royesh Shehim Boim. And when the sentry sees the enemy is coming, he sounds the alarm. And the alarm is in the form of blowing a shofar. Tokeh B'Shofar Lahazir Asam, to warn the people. Yama Lamashal V'Amar Lamashal. This is a metaphor. Hine hamati nivim. The nivim, the watchmen, the sentries who are the prophets. Lehasiram al hatshuva, to warn them that evil is coming if you did not repent. Ki hatzara kiroiva. Loi nakshiv. And when they sounded the alarm, what was the response? We're not interested in listening to you. Loi nishma lehasaras hanavi. We're not going to listen. He went back to sleep. We'll go back to sleep. So therefore, what does Hashem say? Hashem says, if my people do not want to listen, so I'll go, so someone's got to listen to me. I have a need to speak. Shimu ha-goyim. Atem amim. Notice the Mitzvah here very, very precisely translates the goyim as amim, because in the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyah, Novi la-goyim nisaticha, there everyone translated la-goyim as a reference to Klal Yisrael. So we really have many, you know, contradictory translations of terms throughout the Sefer. So this is a very popular, very, very, very important pasuk in the beginning of the Sefer. If I could find it in the very beginning. Novila goyim nesaticha. Part of the very beginning of the sefer. Pasuk hey. V'terem etzorcha v'avetim yidaticha. V'terem yiteitzim lechem chikashticha. A novia prophet la goyim nesaticha. What does the mitzvahs David here say in pasuk? Pasuk hey, navi pasuk. Wait, that was pasuk hey. Navi b'meshna saticha lios navi l'snabos al ha'akum. So there he did indeed. I say, I take it back. There indeed, the mitzudos does translate lagoyim in reference to the umos ha'olam. Rashi. What Rashi there says, if I could find the Rashi, Li Yisrael, that's what I'm thinking about. Rashi there in Perek Aleph translates Goyim as a reference to Klal Yisrael. Okay, so Rashi over here is silent on this matter, but simply it means...
Because both those terms are used, both
interchangeably, okay. Right, okay, so it depends on the context. It all depends on the context, in Echanami. But over here, the Mitzvah here is very clearly, Shimu Atem Amim, Shimu Ma Shani Mas Shebechem, V'udi Iata, the Eda, who's the Eda, Kol Eda, every Eda. Every means every assembly in the world. The United Nations, the EU, all of the Congress, and every assembly of nations, whatever you're going to have, kol eda de es hara'a asher biadam, you should know that I'm going to bring harm to these people of mine, and it's because they are guilty. What is the guilt? The pasuk goes on to say, shimu aretz, atem yeshve aretz, shimu man shani masher bohem. Listen to the warning. Pre machshavoysam, gimul machshavoysam. The reward, the due of their thoughts. They have evil plans. Klal Yisrael has evil machshavos, and they're going to be punished for their thoughts. We'll come to this in a few moments. Hashem generally does not punish a person for a machshava. We'll come to that in a moment. Ki al divarai, why am I going to punish them? Ki el divarai asher biyad hanavim lo hikshiv. The reason why I'm going to punish the people is because my words that I have planted in the minds and mouths of the prophets, the Jewish people did not listen. Number two, vigam es toirasi shenasati biyad Moshe lo hikshivu. They did not listen to my Torah. Vayim osuva. They detested it.
None of those things sound like actions.
What do you mean? That the Klai Yisrael not guilty of doing any?
Okay.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to punish them first. Let's talk about it right now. So the famous Medrash is the Kuzak Gemara. It's Gemara Masechta Kiddushin and Daf Mem. Okay, not that long ago in the Daf Yomi. On Daf Mem, the Gemara is a question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish for Machshava. Hashem only punishes for actions. Jewish people are not held accountable for their Machshavas. Let me turn to the Medrash. So that's the Gemara's answer, that if it remains in the planning state, or it remains in the mind, and it never leads to action, then the machshava alone, one is not responsible, there is no punishment. But if the machshava results, it comes to fruition, and it results in an action, then retroactively Hashem punishes, not just for the maisa, but for the machshava as well. That is what the Gemara...
It's because they didn't listen that they continued to act as they had been. And therefore, after receiving a warning, a shrub's order, and then continuing to act.
So there is it's implied that there is action in this here as well. Absolutely. Okay, but the Gemara in Kiddushin, these are the words, the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin and Daf Mem, Mo'ani Mekayim Hinani Maybe El Ha'am Hazer Ra'ah, evil pre for the fruit of machshavaisam. So the implication is a machshava is enough for cause of punishment. The Gemara answers, machshava she'oisa pri. You have to interpret this pasuk as follows: a thought which results in action. Pri is an action. That's the mashal. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfu lemaisa. But a machshava she'ein ba pri, if it remains a thought, a person has a plan to cause harm and does not go forward, does not go through with it, ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfu lemaisa. Now that's not always the case. For example, in the Aseres Hadibros, lo sisave. Eishes chaver lo sachmod. Lo sachmod.
The other one.
It says a different. That's the first dibur. Second dibur. Lo sisave. So there's lo sachmod, lo sisave. Those are words which have a connotation of thought. And in Echadami, the Medrash says beferish that either the halacha lemaisa, Bezin's not going to punish the person unless he does mamish does a maisa. But since the Torah is addressing one's machshava loyse saver, that is enough punishment. But only in those instances where the Torah explicitly warns you with regard to your machshava. Now, what's interesting is that the Gemara also makes a distinction that this rule that Hashem does not punish for machshava is only true with regard to Yisraelim. But Goyim, by non-Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for Machshava. Hashem does punish for a plan, a Machshava, that does not result in a Maisa. And what's interesting then is that this idea, what just strikes me, I don't have an answer, is that this idea where the Gemara picks up on, that this very big, this is a major issue. And we're dealing over here with things, Dvarim Ha'im Dibruma Shalolam, everything in this world is about reward and punishment. And here, to what degree is a person responsible for his thoughts? We're only human beings. Person has taivas. Person has a desire for kavod and jealousy. To what degree is a person accountable to control his machshavas? Some people, just as long as I set up enough safeguards where I can't actually go and harm people, so that's good enough. What more does Hashem want from me? I see people in the street, I want to kill them. You want to kill them, so as long as you don't have the means to do so, there are enough safeguards. There are enough safeguards in society where it's not going to happen, Baruch Hashem. So you're an outstanding citizen, the person that can expect in the next world he'll go to Gan Eden, to the greatest. On the other hand, one can argue, no, a person is in this world, he has Bechir Chavshas, he has to work on himself, you have to control your thoughts. It's a very, very tough, it's obviously, everyone is different. These are the Dvarim Ha'imdim B'ruma Shalaylam. And the Gemara addresses this question, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from you? And the Gemara says, well, bottom line is, you're not accountable. By Yisrael, it says here, pre-machshavaisam, it's a very critical drasha for everyday life, only a machshava that was results in a fruit that comes to literally fruition, right? Does the fruition come to the word fruit?
Yeah.
Fruition? It comes to fruition, that is what you are responsible for. But if it does not come to a maisa, you are exempt. But that's only true by Klal Yisrael. But by the Umos Olam, the Gemara has another drasha that they are accountable even for a machshavara. They're not held to higher standards because they've given up on the safeguards. They've given up because since they don't have the safeguards of the mitzvos, the tayag mitzvos. I don't know. It's very difficult. It's a really difficult thing for a psychologist.
Saying it like what it is. I mean, you're explaining it because they're not going to be afraid to do what they're thinking. The Jew is going to have second thoughts about it because he realizes what he's doing.
There are safeguards in place. The safeguards in place.
They don't. We have a guilty conscience. They don't.
Okay, the machshav comes always with guilt. So that guilt itself is a kapara. It's an antidote to the machshav. I don't know, it requires a lot of... Yeah.
Laws, regulations that'll keep the machshav hopefully from coming, because you don't want to transgress the laws.
Right.
If they don't have the laws, then the mayor...
So the only reason why they did not do the machshav was because it just didn't get around to it. So they're accountable for the machshav. But a Jew, I have the machshav. I can't control that machshav. But will I do it? I'm not going to do it because there are safeguards in place. Something along those lines. But it has to be deeper than that. It's a very, very deep, thing which requires a lot of... Probably write a whole thesis, PhD thesis, just trying to explain this concept between the goyim and the umos, why there should be such a difference between the two. But the point is the goyim, they are responsible. What is interesting, what strikes me, which I didn't see anyone talk about, is this concept that we are not responsible for our machshavos is being told not to us. It's being told specifically to the goyim. Hashem says, I want to speak to you, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael says, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're not interested. Go somewhere else. We have better things to do today. We don't want to hear from you. Sasha, I gotta find an audience. I gotta talk to someone. Oh, let me talk to the goyim. The goyim, I gotta pray. The goyim become the psychologist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I got this nation, Klal Yisrael. They're giving me trouble. They're giving me grief. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lies down on the couch of the Umos HaOlam, and Hashem is complaining, and Hashem says, I'm going to punish them. I'm going to punish them not for their machshava. I'm only going to punish them for their deeds. Now when the guy hears this, he is really, that's not fair, because us, you punish even for the machshava alone. So I just find striking is this concept is being that the Hashem only holds us accountable for a ma'is, not for machshava, is being told to us indirectly. It's being told to the goyim, and we only find out about this from what Hashem said to the goyim, which have an entirely different standard. That also must be part of the equation of the difference between us and the Ummah of Solom.
Just why is Hashem feeling necessary to explain his problems
with that's what we said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a need, Kaviyachol, to let it out. He have a need. We all know this to be true. People have a need. People have a need to have someone listen. People, spouses, parents and children, they have need. Someone should listen.
When the Klal Yisrael ascended the Abel, you didn't hear Hashem going to Shiva B'nai.
Well, he had a dialogue with Moshe. Okay. Well, he had a dialogue with Moshe, and as Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael. Okay. Every
mural. That conflict was not with the guy.
Every has to be analyzed by itself. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending Klal Yisrael Nevi'im. The purpose of the Nevi'im is to warn Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael should listen. They don't want to listen. So here Hashem says, someone's got to listen to me, so I'll speak to the Umos HaOlam. I'll tell them my problems with Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael will hear about my message indirectly.
So,
indirectly, yeah.
Indirectly. Either hearing about the talk that Yirmiyahu, the message that Yirmiyahu actually gave, or just by inspiring the
Umos HaOlam
and actions of the goyim. You see that, you know, Lei Malachim and so on.
It doesn't say the goyim here they should attack. It's just saying this passage, I'm just telling you what's going to happen to these people. I mean, that was the whole question with Mitzrayim. Why is Mitzrayim punished? There was a shibud. Just because there's a shibud, v'avodim v'inu yoisam, does not mean that you have to do the dirty work. Doesn't mean.
But they also punished, so.
Okay, that's why they were punished.
Right.
Okay, let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says pre-machshavos of Rashi be the previous pasuk the tzayfim pasuk yud zayin v'akimosi alechem. I have established for you tzayfim. So Rashi here says just about the same thing as the mitzudos David who shemamid manoshim al hamigdolim eis hachirum at a time of emergency, at a time of a siege. Chirum, and I think in modern Hebrew means an emergency. Is that correct? I think in modern Hebrew chirum means yes. What is chirum in modern Hebrew? Okay, chirum in modern Hebrew. Okay, chirum over here means a siege. When there is a siege, when there is an attack, you appoint, you set up sentries on the towers. Ish tsoifeh v'royeh, a person who looks and sees. Im gayos boliir, if an army is coming near. Taikea bashoifer, the watchman, he blows, he sounds the alarm of mazir esa'am, and he warns the people. Lihi choleitz to arm themselves, the lovei alachoima, and to come battle stations, right, to come enter and get ready for the war. Af ani hemati nevi'im hamashmim eschem. Likewise, I have established nevi'im hamashmim eschem es hapuranus haba. I have also established for you prophets that will make known to you the punishment that will come upon you if you do continue in your evil ways. In order to encourage you to improve your ways, so that you should be spared the harm that is coming. And it is equivalent to the horn that is blown by the watchman. Listen to this shofar and strengthen yourself. V'hakimosi perush hamadati luchem kvar. In the past, I have established chentarim yonason v'akemis. I have established soifim. Now, what's that word? The French word?
You know, it's funny. It says shvadet, but it has nothing to do with the word that's here. It's interesting, though. We know of a har hatsofim, right?
Yes.
It's called Mount Scopus, which simply means it really means lookout.
Lookout point.
There's actually a place in Tennessee called Lookout Mountain.
Lookout Mountain. Okay, Esa Sharbam, Hashem says to, Hashem is complaining. Hashem says, my nation, they're full with sin. Look at the people and look at what is in them. What is in them? Es horo'o asher biyadam. Kav Yochel, Hashem is speaking Lashon Hara. Hashem is speaking Lashon Hara. He's saying about his people, they're evil people. They're full of sins. Isn't that interesting? How can I go to Shbrach who speak Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael to the Umos Olam? But that's what it says. Pre-machshavoyseichem, sechar, I'll bring upon them. So he translates pre as, the Mitzvah says gemul. And he says sochar. It's the same word, same meaning. It means do. They'll get what they deserve for their thoughts. V'sarasi v'yimasu bo, hareze dugmo. Now he is asking a question. Why does it say v'yima? The vav and the yud are extra. It should say v'sarasi asher mo'asu bo. It should, instead of the vav and the yud of v'yim osu, it should say asher mo'asu. So Rashi says this is style of writing equivalent to what it says ozi v'zimros ko. Hareze dugmas ozi vizimros. The word the vav of vizimros is superfluous. Ka vayehi li lishua shahoyi loloimar. Not vayehi li. It should have said hoya. Not vayehi. It should just the end of the next word. It says hoya li lishua. Why did it say over here? It says vayim asu. So here as well, afkan hoya loloimar visoyrosi moasuba. But Derech HaMikros, Lamarkain, this is just nothing more than style. This is a style of writing.
Like Evan Moasu Habonim, that's normal.
Evan Moasu Habonim, correct. So here, just a style of writing, Vayimasu, but the Torah, Visayrasi, it should say Moasu Bos, but it says Vayimasu, but it's an expression. Okay, fine. Next, now let's see the Radak. Radak, starting with Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'akimosi tzayfim nevi emes. I've established for them tzayfim the tzayfim nevi emes. Shem asidim oysam v'yam luchem hekshivu l'kol ha-shayfer, listen to kol ha-shayfer. V'u eich mavtichin eschem nevi ha-sheker al tohu. Hashem says, look how the nevi ha-sheker, they promise you on emptiness, they lie to you. Sha'aymim lochem, shalom yi lochem. They tell you, do not worry. V'atah now, hakshiv l'kol shofar shetakim sivivosechem, shofar mei ha'ev lehanis lohom. listen to the shofar that surrounds you, the warning sign that's telling the people to flee, they're telling the people to run away. Vayomru loy nakshiv, and the people say, we're not going to listen to the siren. Techein amru loy nachush l'chol zed, what's the mashal? What's the nimshal? The people say, loy nachush l'chol zed, we're not going to listen to the words of the Nevi'im to do tshuva, ki anachnu b'Yerushalayim nihiyeh b'shalayim. We're not afraid. Everything is going to be a-okay. V'yodesan tirgem va'akimis aleihon v'goymer ki va'amud, exactly what we said above. L'chein shamu hagoyim. Therefore, I tend to repeat it for the third time. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you're not going to want to listen to me. I will find a receptive ear. Sh'or ho'amim shimu ki ani ma'asir bochem. Let the nations of the world hear the Musar, and the Jewish people will hear the Musar by reading the report in the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal for those who have canceled their subscription to the New York Times, but have not yet canceled their subscription to the Wall Street Journal. But you don't have to worry about the flappish Jewish Journal, because that you get for free. Okay. What?
The Daily News won't care.
Daily News is mamish schmutz. Udi Eda vs Adas Yisrael. Now look at this. Okay, here he says something. Here he says something a little bit different. Udi Eda. We learned in the Mitzudos. In the Mitzudos, Eda was a general term, which I translated, maybe incorrectly, but the Mitzudos is not clear. It's just another way to refer to the Goyim. Lochein Shemu HaGoyim. Hashem is speaking to the nations of the world because the Jewish people do not want to listen. Then it repeats itself. Poetic repetition. Udi Eda. And assemblies. All of the assemblies of the world. Okay, so just another word for the Goyim. The Goyim are the nations of the world when they come together and they assemble in different ways. But that's not what the Mitzudah, the Radak. The Radak says, now we're going back to Klal Yisrael. Udi Eda, v'es Adas Yisrael di'i, es asher, well maybe... Udi, you know, I take that back. Maybe it just means that Hashem is saying to the nations, Udi Eda, Hashem is speaking to the nations of the world and telling them, you should understand my people. I'm speaking to you, the Goyim, and I'm telling you, look at my nation. Let me say some Lashon Hara about them. Look at them. Look at Eda, my assembly, Klal Yisrael, and recognize Es Asher Bam, that they have sinned. And the time is coming when they're going to be punished. And you should be aware that what's happening is not just by chance, there's a plan. Udi Eda, v'es Adas Yisrael di'i, no. Es Asher Bam, k'moshen Omar, di'i avonech, know your sin. V'zehu Es Asher Bam, what does it mean, what is in them? It means, ho avonois, Asher bi'ano shecha. Know your sin. The sins Asher bi'ano shecha, miketanom v'yad gedolom, v'chein tegim yonesan, v'da'i k'nishtod Yisrael, yos choy ve'hon. The Jewish people should be aware of their sins. So maybe it does really mean that Hashem now is going back to Klal Yisrael. I mean, the nations will hear, and the Jewish people should be aware that they're filled with sin. Pasuk Yutes in the Radak, Shimi Haaretz, the earth should listen. Ki ata eid beini ubeinehem. Now, when Hashem speaks to the earth, according to the Radak, Hashem is like Hazinu Hashamayim va'adabera v'sishma aretz imrefi. And there Rashi says Hashem called them as witnesses. They are around from the beginning of time to the end of time. Here is the same idea. The earth here does not refer to the people who live on the earth, like what the Mitzudos David said. The Mitzudos David says it means the humanity. Listen to my message. It means Hashem is speaking to the earth itself to serve as a witness. Ki ata eid beini uveinehem v'am haaretz avloi amar hashamayim ki gam heim eidim lefi sha'aretz tia chorva ba'avoinam. Because the earth, okay, I'm not sure what this means. The earth is going to be destroyed also due to their sins.
They wouldn't want it to be in a,
they're not going to be around. Ki gam heim edim. Ki ato ed beinu veinehem ve'omach aretz v'lo omar v'ashamayim. Ki gam heim edim. Lefi she'aretz tia. I don't know what this means. We'll leave it. Pri machshavosam. Einoy oimer she'ani shem al hamachshava levana. We mentioned this before. Okay, we discussed this before at length. Does not mean I'm going to punish them for their machshava. Ela al maasehem. Well, how do we know that it refers only to their deeds? Because of the extra word pri. Shari pri machshavosam. It says with pri machshavosam shehem hachashem choshem she'ein ani roye maaseihem. They think, I do not see their deeds. L'ficha cholchem achar libam l'malas tavosam. I know all of their deeds. The actions that have come from their thoughts, and therefore they're going to be punished. Al divarai. El Devarai. So he's telling us that the word Al should really be translated El. Pri Machshavosam ki El Devarai lo hikshiv. If the pasuk would have been written El Devarai, it would be easier for us to translate. But it doesn't say that. It says Al. The Radak says no problem. That's a style of writing. Sometimes the word Al is equivalent to the word El. Kamo Vayelech Elkano Haramasa. Al beso, it means el beso. Okay, is that okay? Fine. Kamo el beso. Adoni avi zochin levracha perish. My father says pri machshavay son, mahamachshavay she'adam choishev loy boli yado. So he says just the opposite. Al kein nimnu me'asay son, aleim amar pri machshavay son. Pri machshavay son are the machshavos which you did not have the opportunity to do. In other words, if your person plans to do an Avera, but was held up and was unable to do the Avera, he's still going to be punished for the Machshava. Because he would have done it. The only reason why he did not do was because someone was holding him back. Someone was holding him back. Avol ha-machshava is shom aleichem. Avol ha-machshava sheyavol liyado, but the machshava sheyavol liyado, just a few more minutes. Avol ha-machshava sheyavol liyado, v'nimna me'asayisam li'yira shemayim, but the machshava which came to a person's mind, and he would have done the ma'am, and the reason why he did not was because he was filled with Yirah Shamayim, and the Yirah Shamayim is what prevented him from doing the Avera. Lo yitztarfu l'masim, are not going to be joined to a Maisa. The Yonis HaMtirikim Primachshavosam Tush l'mas ovodehon. That's how Rashi and the Mitzudos translate. They would translate the word Pri as either Gimul or Sochar. And that's exactly what the Targum says is Tush l'mas. It means the same thing as Gimul, that they're going to be punished for the machshava in this context means for their evil deeds. It's just an expression for the evil deeds. Let's take a step back. From the Radak, it is mashma. It appears, and if maybe I'm not interpreting this correctly, but it appears that the Radak, quoting his father and telling us, there are two different types of machshavas of sin. There's a machshava to do an avera, but the machshava does not come to fruition. And the question is, why not? So either it does not come to fruition because the person stops himself and recognizes that he's not permitted to do this act. He's overcome with Yirah Shamayim. Such a machshava, one is not responsible whatsoever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him, it's not on record, everything is A-okay. But if a person has a machshava to do an Avera, and he would have done the Avera, the only reason why he didn't do the Avera was because the circumstance, technicalities, then he will be punished for the Machshava as well. And that's a Chiddush. Shamalech, everything okay with you? 2 days. So this is a Chiddush. Because when we quoted the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, and Daf Mem that we started with, it's you get the impression that it's not so. If a person gets lucky, he gets lucky, and he wants to do an Avera, and he never does the Avera because mazel, circumstance, that's it. Hashem does not hold the person accountable for a machshava if the machshava does not come to fruition. By Jews, at least. By Goyim, they're different. The Radak seems to be saying that from his father, it's not necessarily true. Not that there's a disagreement, maybe just coming really to elaborate upon the theme of the Gemara. A machshava, read those words one more time again, so I'm reading it correctly. It's the middle of this Radak, al divarai. A machshava, sh'adam choshev, the low bohu Yodo. And it did not seemingly
didn't work out.
Al-Kain, therefore, Nimna Ma'asoysam, and he held back from doing it because the opportunity did not present itself due to circumstance. Yet, Alehem Omar, the Pasuk says, too bad, you're still going to be punished because Hashem knows you, He knows your plans, and knows that if you would have had the opportunity to do, you would have done it. And that's what the Pasuk means, because the Pasuk here says, Pri Machshavosam. You cannot deny that it says in the Pasuk there's going to be punishment for a Machshava. And the machshava is introduced with the word pre, and that's all subject to interpretation what exactly that means. But you can't take away from the fact that it says machshava. Aval hamachshava sheyavohu liyado. But if a person has a machshava, and the nina me'asoysam, and the opportunity was present, but the reason why he held himself back from bringing out to fruition his machshava, it's miyira shamayim. Those type of machshavos lo yitzdarfu lemaasim. Hashem does not join to a ma'isa. This is a chiddush. This is something which is more elaborate than the average interpretation you're going to get from reading the Gemara in Kiddush Nadaf Mem and Daf Mem. It's an interesting yisoid from the Radak, which really has to be clarified further. If there is such a difference of madrega, of different types of machshavos, to walk again, like we said at the beginning, this is something that is so basic to life, to bechira chafshes. Every person, you walk around, and the person has machshavos the whole day. And the question is, to what degree does the Kadosh Baruch Hu demand from us to control our thoughts? It's every person, obviously, no two people are alike. Every person is different. It's a very, very great struggle in life. What are the parameters? And here we see over here, different look in the Mefarshim, they're different, they're difficult possible to understand how far we go. Okay, let's finish up with Tarasi Vayimasuba. Kamo vi el Tarasi Lohik Shivu. Ki al divar. This goes back on the beginning of the pasuk. Hashem, you did not listen to my Torah. Ki al divarai. Ratzolaymar. Divrei hanavim. Hashem asim oisam. Visarasi. The words of the prophets that warned them to. And that's the first half of the pasuk. Hashem is telling the goyim, the reason why I'm going to bring harm to my nation is because they have done two sins. Number one, they have failed to listen to the words of the prophets. Number two, visarasi. So the Radak is telling us the word visarasi is going back on the beginning of the pasuk, when the pasuk says, "Hinni mevi ra ella amazeh pri machshavosam ki al divarai lo yikshivu." We have to say the word ki al is repeated. It's an invisible repetition, and ki al toirasi vayim asuba. That's what the Radak means to say. That we're repeating the toirasi. Ritzay nolaymar toiras Moshe lo yidash lo yikshivu lo kishakardim oisa aleihem. Not only did they not listen to the words of the Torah when the Nevim spoke the words to them, elagam lo asuba, they detested it. Shlo yirtzu likroisa v'lashama, they did not want to read it and to listen. Kibime Yoshio, and here he's referring to a specific event to mechazek this idea. Kibime Yoshiyahu kishamatsa chilkiyahu sefer Torah vayikru ba haya chidush etzlam ki kvar shechachu oisa. When Chilkiyahu, who is the Kohen Gadol, was in charge of a renovation project in the Beis Hamikdash, they discovered, buried a sefer Torah. And it was a shock. It was opened up to the Teichacha and Parshas Kisavai, and we had this many times, and it was a shock to the people. They never saw, the simple reading of the Pesukim indicates, they never saw a Sefer Torah. They never heard these words. How can it be such a thing that Klal Yisrael did not know what a Sefer Torah is, and did not hear of Parshas Kisavai, did not hear of the Teichacha? That's exactly the point. It's because of this Pasuk. V'toirasi v'yim'asu Yeshiva, that people detested the Torah to such a degree, it was a book that was completely forgotten. Proof is, when they discovered it, it was a chiddush, something they never heard. That goes to show that until this point in time, it was something that was completely off the charts. To conclude with one medrash, okay, it's not a medrash, it's a gemara, it's an important gemara. The gemara has a long list of why the Chorban came about, and one of the reasons is because Bittul Torah. I'll read you the Medrash. So it's really, it's also a Gemara. But I only have over here the Medrash. Lama Golsa Yerushalayim Ela Lo Golsa Yerushalayim Ela Ba'avoin Bittul Torah. Among the long list of sins that Klal Yisrael were guilty and brought about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, besides the big three of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichastam, the Gemara I think has a list of 11 sins. One of them is Bittul Torah, and each one of these sins has to be sourced in a pasuk. Shenemar Lechem Shimu Goyim, Hinei Anochi, and the Gemara and the Medrash quotes this very pasuk. Hinei Anochi Mevirua Alo Amazeh. Ki al divarai lo hikshivu visoirasi vayim asuva. They detested the Torah. The Torah was detested, and that is why the Churban is going to come. I'm going to bring ra on evil upon my people. So it's explicit in the pasuk, bittul Torah. Literally, the bittul, the annulment of Torah, is what brought the Churban. Okay, there's one thing I want to. All right, we'll leave with that. We'll stop over here.